This is Ozarks at Large, and as mentioned in that preview of the play Arcadia, mathematics and Fermi's Last Theorem play a part in the script. I'm not sure what Fermi's Last Theorem is, so I have called in an old friend of Ozarks at Large, Chaim Goodman Strauss. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be here.
Chaim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. Help me out with Fermi's Last Theorem.
Okay, well, so there's various kinds of number Pythagorean triples, which are related to the Pythagorean theorem for right triangles. Remember mm-hmm. that for a right triangle, if you take the length of one side and you square it, and you take the length of another side and you square it, that happens by some amazing miracle to be the same as the length of the hypotenuse squared. So there's actually triples sometimes of counting numbers that will actually satisfy that. For example, there's a right triangle with one leg has side 3. Mm-hmm. Square that, that's 9.
Right.
Another side has length 4. That's 16 when you square it. And then the hypotenuse is 5 squared. I mean, it's 5, and that squared is 25. And sure enough, 9 plus 16 is 25. In fact, there's an ancient device that was known for thousands of years where you take a rope and you put knots in it.
I've seen this, yes.
Yeah, and you have, not three knotted off segments, and then 4 knotted off segments, and 5 knotted off segments, and you make a triangle, and it's got to be a right triangle. So that's a good way of sort of getting a nice sort of little squared off corner. So even from ancient times, people knew how to come up with all possible combinations of counting numbers that would satisfy that. For example, 12 squared plus 13 squared. No, sorry, 5 squared plus 12 squared equals 13 squared. And so naturally enough, if you can do this for square numbers, can you do this for cubes or higher powers?
Sure.
Well, Fermat was reading in his freshly translated copy of Arithmetica, which is an ancient book, and he pondered that question, and he wrote in the margin that it's impossible. And in fact, he said, I have discovered a truly marvelous proof of this, which this margin is too narrow to contain. So the question there is, could you take a number and raise it to, say, the 6th power, and add it to another number and raise to the 6th power and get a 6th power of a third number, or 7th powers, or 8th powers, or 9th powers, and so on.
And for years after Fermat came up with this sort of dilemma, there was no proof.
Yeah, so it was an outstanding problem for over 350 years. It was the sort of thing that,
long time.
For sort of geeky little kids like I was, it was kind of an inspiring and interesting question. So,
but it's been solved?
Yeah, apparently, right after the play was written, Andrew Wiles, I remember this. I was in graduate school at the time, and it was just kind of one of these electrifying things that flashed around the world. There was a photograph of him grinning broadly at the blackboard, right as he was announcing this. And so that was, in 1993, I believe.
Yeah, something mid-90s, like right.
Yeah.
And so what does that mean for a math community when something that's 3.5 centuries old, a question 3.5 centuries old, is then solved?
Well, it means you get tenure. And then...
Well, I would hope, yes. That counts as publishing.
Well, I don't know. It wasn't just that problem. It was sort of related to a whole wide field of other... it opened up all kinds of other avenues of research for people. So,
now, Fermat did not name this his last theorem, did he?
He apparently did have a pretty healthy sense of himself. But no, I don't think it wasn't actually published until after his death. His son went through and published a new edition of Arithmetica with his father's notes in it. And that's when it really kind of came to light. Fermat basically said he had proven this thing, right? Mm-hmm. But famously, the margin was too narrow to contain this marvelous proof that he had. So, of course, when it was finally proven, it took 3 centuries of development. I mean, there's like a lot of stuff that went into the proof that finally emerged that Andrew Wiles finally produced. I mean, to write it all down from start to finish is probably hundreds of pages of mathematics.
Wow.
There's a couple of great books on this.
On Fermat's Theorem?
Fermat's Last Theorem. Yeah, one that came out before the proof was called Fearful Symmetry by Ian Stewart. And I was discussing this with a friend of mine, and he said that it seemed to him that Arcadia was actually based on Tom Stoppard reading Fearful Symmetry.
Tom Stoppard being the playwright.
Yeah, yeah. Fearful Symmetry by Ian Stewart. And then there's a terrific book that's an account of the proof of it by Simon Singh, who's written a lot of math and science books. He has shows on BBC often, and that's called Fermat's Enigma. Very good book.
Excellent.
And they're both pretty cheap.
In print.
And I think some of them, they might be in the library too. Okay. There's actually a lot of great math books.
And would you recommend those for lay people?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. We'll put those on the web. Han, great to have you back in the studio.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Goodman Strauss, math professor at the University of Arkansas.